I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. An appeals court in Moscow today upheld the conviction of the man who was once the richest person in Russia. Mikhail Khodorkovsky used to own the energy giant Yukos. Then he ran afoul of Vladimir Putin and served 8 years in jail for money laundering and embezzlement. Well, today Khodorkovsky learned that he'll serve 5 more years. The ruling might reinforce Putin's tough guy image, and that would be fine with the prime minister, but it might also be fine with President Dmitry Medvedev. He's been Putin's political partner for years now, but the two are starting to brand themselves as political opposites as next year's presidential elections draw near. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow.
It's not unusual for American politicians to spend most of their lives running for office. In Russia, where election results have been more or less a foregone conclusion, polls haven't had to work that hard. But that's changing.
Posturing is the right word.
Andrei Zolotov is editor of Russia's Profile magazine.
What's absolutely clear that in the past couple of months, both President Medvedev and Prime Minister Putin have distinguished each other kind of from the other. There is also posturing going on with statements on Libya, with visits to the car factories.
This is Putin test driving a brand spanking new Lada Granta in Togliatti, Russia's equivalent of Detroit's Motor City. In front of eager camera crews, Putin looks under the hood, kicks the tires, and even touts the car's reasonable price. Then he gets set for a test drive. It was a rare stumble in what has otherwise been a Putin PR juggernaut. Putin's other tough guy antics have included tranquilizing endangered gray whales, capturing a rare Siberian tiger, and even helping to douse last year's raging forest fires from a B-200 bomber. But does this type of manly, sportsmanlike PR really work? Victoria Hargrave is senior manager of international projects at the PR firm Edelman here in Moscow.
I think it's kind of a universal that people want to see somebody in charge. It's no longer just enough to give the news channel your statement. It's more important for leaders to be there and to have a physical presence.
Throughout his presidency, Dmitry Medvedev has allowed Putin to take the spotlight. But many analysts say that Medvedev is finally realizing that he needs to get out there more. At a recent event, Medvedev showed his hip younger side by clapping, swaying, and even dancing to a Russian song called American Boy. Medvedev is branding himself as the modern alternative to Putin and also taking steps to show himself as his own man. The state-run Rossiyskaya Gazeta, a newspaper ostensibly under Medvedev's control, recently published a glossy advertising insert in the New York Times. In addition to highlighting a Western-leaning Russia, the paper includes a review of a new documentary. The German film is highly critical of the imprisonment of Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Khodorkovsky was arrested for fraud after becoming involved in a public conflict with then-President Vladimir Putin.
On the same day that Khodorkovsky is arrested, the 7 richest Russians leave Moscow, fearing they could be next in line.
It's all what we call pokazuha, you know, like showing off, not doing anything for the people.
Maria Olegovna is with the J. Walter Thompson ad agency.
If you ask me, serious advertising, like self-promotion that they've been doing, looks quite ridiculous. I think Russians are tired of being fed empty promises. What Russia really needs is a person who would get something done without doing blah, blah, blah that much.
But perhaps Putin and Medvedev's attempts at branding themselves aren't really aimed at regular Russians at all. Andrei Kortunov is president of the New Eurasia Foundation, a think tank based here in Moscow. He says the real kingmakers for next year's elections aren't the electorate or even Putin, but the political elite.
They have a lot of influence on specific decisions. They control resources. And of course, their positions will be quite important. If they opt for changes, they would probably prefer to see Medvedev run in the place. If they opt for stability and status quo, then definitely Putin is their guy.
So the question now is whether these political elite think Russia's brand should be tough guy or thoughtful modern reformer. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
You can see competing imagery of the Russian leaders. We've got video of Vladimir Putin making like a heroic firefighter and Dmitry Medvedev making like Elvis. That's all at theworld.org.